Li'ul Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the Ramon Simon Tuf Pei Beis. What if a person only has three matzahs for the two nights of Pesach? So what should he do? So the Ramah says, on the first night, take one matzah, use all the three matzahs, say the bracha of Hamotzi and Al-Chilas Matzah, and eat everything from the prusa. Meaning you're saving the two matzahs for Lechem Mishnah for the next day. Well, so you're going to eat the kezias of matzah for the mitzvah from the middle matzah and the korech, and the other part will stay for the afikom. Well, and the second night you have the two full matzahs left over, and you use them for the lechem mishnah. Well, now it's possible that that one matzah in the middle is not going to be enough for the kezasim that you need. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, im ein maspik lo lelayla rishon b'matzah achas. Then yikach prusa min hashniya. In other words, break one of the whole matzahs and also use that. So you end up using one and a half for the first night, and for the second night you only have one and a half left. Now why is that okay? What about lechem mishnah? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a shas hadchak, and there are poskim who say that on the second night you don't need three matzahs, meaning two lechem mishnah, two full matzahs plus a broken matzah. Some of the Rishonim say, and Taka, some people have this minug, they only have two matzahs at the Seder. One whole one and the prusa. So even though our custom is to have two and a half matzahs, but in this case, where you don't have enough matzah to go around, so then you'll use the middle matzah for the mitzvah and the afikoman, and you'll also use half of one of the other matzahs also, leaving only one and a half matzahs for the second night. Now there's an interesting discussion in the Achronim, it's brought down in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah sounds like you started with three matzahs, and you broke the middle matzah for the afikoman, putting it aside for the afikoman, and now you make hamotzi and alchilas matzah on the two and a half matzahs, and you're only going to be eating, if you have enough matzah, from the middle matzah. So it comes out that this is interesting, that the two matzahs which you used for the Lechem Mishnah on the first night, you're not eating from them. So that's the Chiddush, that you can be Yotzei Lechem Mishnah even though you're not eating from them at all. And they quote that the Prima Gadim argues. The Prima Gadim says, no, you can't be Yotzei Lechem Mishnah if you're not eating from the matzah at all. So the Prima Gadim says that if in this scenario you shouldn't break the middle matzah for Halach Ma'anya. Because if you do that, you won't have Lechem Mishnah. So you have to save all three matzahs to be whole when it comes to Hamotzi and Alchilas Matzah. And that way, the matzah, the middle matzah which you're eating from, will be whole when you say the brachos, and then you get the Lechem Mishnah. So the Prima Gadim holds that the Lechem Mishnah overrides the minug of Halach Ma'anya, and breaking the matzah Halach Ma'anya. And apparently the Mishnah Berurah holds that no, breaking the matzah is very significant, and that overrides, indeed, the Lechem Mishnah, L'chora. It's very significant, because you want to have a broken piece on the table during Magid, because you're supposed to tell the story over the matzah, with the matzah in front of you. Lechem Oni is Lechem, She'oni Nelov Dvarim Har, but you tell the story over the matzah, and you want it to be the mitzvah matzah, which is a broken piece. This is what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, and Rav Soloveitchik also liked this pshat. So Taka, breaking the middle matzah before Magid is actually very, very significant. So it could be that's what the Mishnah Berurah holds, and that would override Lechem Mishnah, or that would override having to eat from the matzahs which you use for Lechem Mishnah. Okay, Siman Tov Pei Gimel. What if a person doesn't have wine for the Leil HaSeder? So the Shulchan Aruch says, so in that case, you're going to make Kiddush on the matzah. So obviously you're going to wash first, and then you make Kiddush on the matzah. Instead of saying the bracha of Brei Pei HaGefen, you're going to say the bracha of Hamotzi. Oh. And then, after Kiddush, You're going to also say the bracha of what? Alechilas matzah, and then eat the matzah. So you're getting the Yotze Kiddush, and now you're getting the mitzvah of matzah. Obviously, this is not the normal way to do things. Normally, the mitzvah matzah you fulfill much later after Magid's over. Here you're stuck. Here there's no other way. Here there's no other way to do it. So that's what you would do. Okay. Now, here the Mishnah Berurah gets into the details. What if you had one cup of wine? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you only had one cup of wine, then you would use that for Kiddush and not make Kiddush on the bread for a lot of, on the matzah for a lot of reasons. You're throwing off the whole order of the Seder, and it's only bidyevet to make Kiddush on the bread, on the matzah. So if you have one cup, use it for Kiddush. What if you have two cups? So the Mishnah Berurah says enough wine for two cups. So use one cup for Kiddush and one cup for the benching. Why? Because some poskim hold, some rishonim hold that you always should bench halakos. Well, what if you have three cups of wine? Then you would use them for the first cup and the second cup and the third cup. Why? Because saying magid with a cup of wine is more important than saying the second half of halal with a cup of wine. Okay, those are some additional details in the Mishnah Berurah, and Bezer Hashem will discuss more about this unique case in the next year.